First day in August, the last rain was in May. When the rainmaker came to Kansas in the middle of a dusty day, said the rainmaker to the people, tell me what you are prepared to pay. Said the rainmaker to the people, now I'll conjure up a rain today.
Maybe that's what we need, a good old-fashioned rainmaker to come to town. I'm very disappointed and let down by the weather this year. It's been particularly treacherous with flooding in San Francisco and points north, but continued drought in the central and southern parts of the state. But to add insult to injury, the little rain we did have here in the Central Valley, it came early. It soaked the topsoil just enough to release the fog all winter long. So we had heavy fog, like we usually do during normal winter months, but we didn't get the rain and mountain snow that we need to fill the reservoirs. So it's been the worst of both worlds, the miserable cold dampness, a constant fog, but months of no significant rain. On the East Coast, they're buried in snow, so much snow that the roofs are collapsing and roads are closed. And they'd love to share it, but of course they can't. But they would also love a little global warming right about now, or maybe just a little regional warming. But Boston and the East Coast remain locked in a deep freeze while we pray for rain. And maybe we will get some more. A milk of March would be very welcome. We had a half-inch drop in this week. My son-in-law keeps telling me it is what it is. Fix your drip systems and get ready to call your well guy. And just in case you're like me and can't quite remember what falling rain sounds like, here's a reminder. I'm Lynn Wilcox, and that's the Western View from AgNet West.